A native of Mobile, Michelle Richmond began her career with a volume of stories, The Girl in the Fallaway Dress, which won the Associated Writing Program's prize for short fiction in 2000. Now, after three novels, Dream of the Blue Room, set in Alabama and China, The Year of Fog, set in San Francisco and Costa Rica, and No One You Know, a murder mystery of sorts, set in San Francisco and Nicaragua, she is back with another book of stories. The UA Press imprint, FC2, is a series featuring offbeat experimental fiction, and the 11 stories in Hum are just that. Each story seems, at first, realistic in tone and subject, and then surprises the reader by moving off-center a little, revealing a startling bit not known at first, or just going askew. Combined with this quasi-science fiction element is, as often in Richmond's fiction, a strong erotic streak. The stories usually feature a couple, often married, in some stage of lust, love, or dissolution, and her heroines have powerful urges and the courage to see them through. There are transformations and revelations. Conditions and people are not what you thought. The title story, Hum, is set in what seems to be the near future. Patrons go to the Cineromaplex, a theater where appropriate scents are put in the air. Gunpowder during gunfights, smoke in bar scenes. A couple whose marriage has gone stale, she says, we had become quietly lost to each other, take a job that comes with a free house. The only catch is they must not enter the spare bedroom, where computers hum constantly, our government observing the Uradian embassy next door. Well, we know curiosity is more powerful than any prohibition, and soon the wife becomes obsessed with the Uradian ambassador. A wonderfully bizarre story is Scales, in which a young woman meets a stranger on the Fairhope Pier on a moonlit night. They talk and walk to his home on the bay, where she discovers he is covered on every, that is, every inch of his body, with sharp, cutting scales. He is what many people claim they seek. Unique. By morning, she is bloody, covered with lacerations, and, quote, totally entranced. She stays, and they marry. It won't be easy. Love shouldn't hurt, but this one does. More familiar, but with twisty, unforeseen circumstances, is the story actually titled Love, narrated by a husband. His wife has lost all her unwanted weight and gotten herself organized. Now she runs the household, quote, like a corporation, end quote. He thinks, quote, she's so lean that her body looks stingy, like a stop sign, end quote. Once a warm, easygoing mate, she has changed. He wonders if she is capable of love at all. In Travel, Mary and Jim are on vacation at a Mexican beach resort and meet the Thompsons, Steve and Rebecca, who are swingers. The Thompsons immediately assume that they are too. Quote, did we give off some subtle, deceptive signal that erroneously marked us as swingers? Thinks Mary, erroneously. Jim thinks differently. Richmond's stories are surprising, erotic in nature, and exotic in locale, which is often Latin America, but sometimes America, in a future which has not quite, but almost, arrived.